right now. We're going to continue with our show in regards to the tenant town hall meeting that took place this past Monday at the Charles Houston Rec Center in Alexandria, Virginia. So again, we have independent journalist Pete Tucker with us in the studio. And I believe right now we have Evelyn Urrutia. Evelyn, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Evelyn is a member of the Tenants and Workers United based in Alexandria, Virginia as well. And welcome to the show, Evelyn.
Thank you.
So let me start, if I can, with Pete real quickly, just to give us, you know, the details of not only, you know, where the situation is at about the possible displacement of hundreds of tenants in the Alexandria, Virginia area, and, you know, what, give us some more details in regards to the tenant town hall meeting that took place this past Monday.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing from Evelyn, who's with Tenants and Workers United, and is very active in the West End, which is one of the issues we talked about. We were actually on the eastern part of Alexandria in Old Town, and it was a town hall, a WPFW local station board, in conjunction with the Alexandria chapter of the NAACP, held a town hall at the Charles Houston Rec Center. And one of the clips, so we're going to have a bunch of clips, Oscar. I'm very excited that we can do this and bring some of the audio, because it was a full town hall. You were there. You helped translate. as well, and I'm looking forward to playing that. I want to give a shout out to both the Alexandria chapter, the NAACP, as well as to the Charles Houston Rec Center. They were very accommodating. And the issue, you know, the purpose of the local station board town halls, which we do twice a year, is to check in with the community, see what the station is doing well, what are the issues that we need to be covering more of, what's happening. And we did that. We had a number of, I mean, I think the critical thing is that we had community folks come out. I mean, it was standing room only. But we also should point out that a number of elected officials in Alexandria came through. We had most of the city council, the mayor, Bill Yule, who serves as chair of the council. That's the way it works in Alexandria, was there. Councilmember Alicia Hughes, Councilmember Del Pepper, who stayed for the entire time. Councilmember Paul Smedberg and Councilmember Frank Fannin were there briefly as well. State Senator Adam Eben came through and spoke. Alexandria Public Housing Authority Chairman Derek Hyra spoke, and hopefully we can play that clip because that was quite interesting. Mike Kason, who's chair of the Alexandria Affordable Housing Advisory Committee, was there as well. But most of the clips we're going to be playing are not from the officials, but from the community folks who came out.
And before we do that, I wanted to get Evelyn in the conversation and ask you, what involvement has your organization been in this case to fight displacement in Alexandria?
Well, basically, it's my turn.
Please.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, Tenants and Workers United have been organizing the tenants in the West End of Alexandria for around 2 years, fighting injustice, utility increase every month, and now just fighting about the Beauty Guard Small Area Plan, which is a, they call it Beauty Guard Small Area Plan, but it's a plan that is going to displace around 10,000 families from Alexandria. And that's a plan that it was approved by City Council, proposed by JBG, the owner of those properties. And we have been working hard with the community, trying to educate the community about what is happening and how they can be involved. So right now, even though the plan has been approved, there is a lot of opportunity for people to understand that they can still be part of this, and that the housing issue is a big problem here in Alexandria because it's not a priority. Affordable housing is not a priority for the city of Alexandria. Nobody want to talk about it. It's a hard issue to talk about it, and it's a big need from our community. From that plan, around 3,000 families, their apartments are going to be demolished, and they will have to leave and look for another place to live. City of Alexandria doesn't have the capacity to replace affordable housing for those 3,000 families. So where families are getting together, are organizing, are asking, meeting with city council and asking them to support them, especially with the rent, because the rents are going up and up every month, every year. So right now, that's where we are on it, and I'm so glad that this town hall meeting happened because it gives the community an opportunity to go and say what were those issues that were affecting them, and housing is one of them. And I know that it's happening in all Alexandria, but one of the areas that is really most affected right now is the Beauty Guard. It's by the Beauty Guard. It's the West End.
Mm-hmm. And with that said, Evelyn and Pete, let's go to a clip right now, and we'll hear from WPFW's own Tony Norman on the significance of the Charles Houston Rec Center. So here's the clip.
Let me just speak for a brief moment. I know this facility is named after Charles Hamilton Houston. I'm a little familiar with it. He used to be dean as well as vice dean of Howard University Law School. I'm a graduate of Howard University Law School. And if you, a lot of you all may not know that, as we refer to, Charlie Houston was a mentor to Thurgood Marshall. He trained Thurgood Marshall. He was working with Thurgood Marshall on the Brown v. versus Education case. In fact, when I was a student, Thurgood Marshall lectured at Howard University, and he always talked about Charlie Houston and his mentor. So I think it's a very moving tribute that this center is named after him and a connection to Howard University. In fact, they consider him the father of the elimination of Jim Crow. He was one of the first to want to use the law as a social tool for justice and fight for those who do not have a voice. And I think that's even more appropriate for this type of station, WPFW, which is an independent radio station. We don't accept any corporate money. We don't accept any advertisement. We are answerable to our listeners. That's why we're here in Northern Virginia. We're answerable to our stockholders who are members of WPFW. And you can become a member of WPFW just by $35 a year. And we have membership forms in the back, and you can sign up if you want to become a member of WPFW. And that's who we are answerable to. That's why we're able to bring a voice and do news coverage of the issues that nobody else wants to cover, or the mainstream issue does not want to cover. We're an independent radio.
That was Tony Norman at the town hall meeting in Alexandria, Virginia this past Monday. Pete, we just mentioned this briefly while we were listening to that, and that was one of the things that got people's attention in regards to this story was the presence of JBG, particularly in the last meeting before this past Monday. Their presence there in regards to, you know, the developments that may displace people. They were not so present directly, or at least not as prevalent as they were this time around.
Yeah, and Evelyn can certainly speak to that, because on the West End in the Beauregard Guard area, I mean, the scope and scale of what Evelyn and is working with the tenants in the Beauregard Guard area, it's 12.4 million square feet of development. It's five developers. JBG is both the lead developer and the property owner, and as Evelyn has pointed out, tenants are seeing both rents and utilities increase, and then they're going to level a whole lot of housing. But we were on the eastern side. EYA is the developer who's building some of the luxury condos that are right near there. But what's happening in the West End is a scope and scale that's very different, and that is JBG. And JBG is huge in D.C. too. I mean, it's a major player. EYA is very big as well.
Evelyn, I want to get your thoughts as well as to the presence of the developers in this meeting as compared to the last one, because we heard a lot that, you know, they had a much stronger, they made themselves a lot more present last time around. Evelyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, what was your question?
Yeah, the same question that I asked Pete, you know, the presence of JBG and the developers was a lot more prevalent in the last meeting that they were in this time around. I did not, again, I was there and I didn't see them at all. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
I didn't get to see them either. So I guess they don't want to expose themselves to the community. it was surprising that they were not there.
Yeah, considering it was a packed house as well.
Yes, it was a lot of community members in there, and I didn't get to see them. So I had the feeling that they just don't want to be exposed to the community. It's interesting.
With that said, I want to go to the next clip. I want to see, Pete, can you tell us what we have next on?
Yeah, I hope there's a whole bunch of speakers. Fred Harris is a native Alexandrian and a fan of Ambrose Eileen, who's a long time on WPFW. And he had a whole bunch to say. We're going to play a good bit of it. Here is Fred Harris.
My name is Fred Harris. I'm a volunteer and a supporter of WPFW. I've been in Alexandria for 57 years. I was born and raised here. I remember when they promised that they were going to move it back into John Roberts, and if you go over to Barcroft, whatever that place is, on Orinoco and West Street, you won't find none of us in there. That was the first failed promise that they committed to us back in, what, 1971, 72, when they towed John Roberts down. But anyway, the sister just left. The message is to organize, organize. Andros I. Lane, Sr., for WPFW, whenever you wanted a problem solved, you had to organize. And I challenge all those Native Alexandrians that are in this room or that can contact the Native Alexandrians that we get together and start doing what we need to do to get this city back. It's not all lost. All we have to do is organize and let the mayor know that he works for us, we don't work for them, and quit threatening with the vote. We have to get the names and addresses of all those big businesses that are supporting this so-called gentrification and start boycotting the businesses.
That's right.
We got to hit them in the pocket. The vote, they're trying to suppress our vote now. You know, we got to go out, we got to beg them for a driver's license, we got to beg them not to take our vote, but we have to organize. That's the only way we're going to get it. We got to stop sitting on our haunches and thinking that the congressmen, the senators are going to do anything for us. We're going to have to raise up our own people of power. We're going to have to raise our own voices and get out in the street, stop watching American Idol, Who's Dancing with Who, and get out in the street and start protesting. We got to let our voice be heard. We have the power. Lenny Harris would tell us all the time, the power is in us. Okay? And it's not, we're not a weak people. We have a voice. I have all the CDs by Brother Ambrose Arlane that tells us. He got CDs out, a message to the young people. The sister just talked about T.C. Williams. It's running, that T.C. Williams is a mess up there for our kids. Our kids are doing any and everything by learning. Parents got to get out there and go to the bus stop with their kids. We got to get our parents motivated to get involved with the school board. We got to get our community leaders to get involved with the city council.
That was Fred Harris there that we just heard on the tenant town hall meeting in Alexandria, Virginia. Pete, we've covered the issue of affordable housing here in D.C. several times. And one of the factors is that because D.C. has always had some of the some of the most well-known, housing laws that are in favor of the tenants, like the right of first refusal and such as that. You know, and one thing I noticed is there were a lot of D.C. residents at that meeting, on Monday. And I'm curious to know, are there any differences or any things that we should be aware of about the tenants' rights, if there are any, in Virginia that may compare and contrast to what we know in D.C.?
I'd be interested to know that as well. One of the things, actually, the next clip, Nisa Harper, she's a resident and mm-hmm. activist, and think she's part of an association, and that nearly needs to happen. I think maybe I need to know more about Virginia, how many associations there are, but in walking around going flyering at the public housing next door, a lot of the folks didn't even know that there was an association representing them that they could be a part of. So I need to know more about the infrastructure that's available to folks in Alexandria. I'm sure Evelyn would be better to speak on that.
Yeah, Evelyn, what mechanisms are there in Virginia law that actually benefit tenants in situations like these?
Basically, there is not many. There is community associations, but it's more about housing owners or the property. But there is not much that I'm aware of tenants, people who just rent, which usually that's why they don't have any position at the city, at the city groups, work groups that the city has. So, and it's really hard because most of the time people who are suffering from this is immigrants. The immigrant community, the people from Africa, Middle East, Central America, South America. There is not many rights in Virginia that protect the tenants. most of the rights are protecting the owners of those property. And that makes really hard for the tenants to really work and get things done. The only way to do it is to get organized, is to get united and make a specific demand, especially on the Beauty Garden Small Area Plan. When the plan was discovered by the tenants and the organization, Tenants and Workers United, is when we find it out that this was a plan that it was in process. And that's when we start asking for affordable housing. And that's how that plan has 800 affordable units that they call affordable. But at the end, it's just only 400 of them are going to be for people who make $43,000 or less. So the only ways that people can be aware of what's going on in their community is by being organized. Because there are not many rights to protect the tenants.
And then the next clip with Nisa Harper, she discusses, Oscar, how in the area, not on the West End, but where we were in Old Town, how folks are being required to leave and then given a voucher, and it's not necessarily clear where exactly they'll end up, but she does a very good job explaining that.
And let's go straight to that clip then.
Hi, my name is Nisa Harper. I'm a public housing resident in the Berg development. And what Mr. Miller is talking about and what other people are referencing, first of all, it's a broad range of what is affordable housing. I do not represent housing, let me say that. What happens when the residents are displaced, like what's going to happen where I live, you're given a time to move. And there's a process for that. And if you don't follow through with that process or if you have some difficulties, because the truth of the matter is we know affordable housing is dwindling in Alexandria, and we know the country as a whole. So what will happen is a lot of the residents may not be engaged enough to go through the process, and they may lose their voucher or things will happen, and it will become a panic state for what they're going to do next. But the truth of the matter is, everyone who's left this community is not going to be able to come back. They will get a voucher, but they will not be able to come back because, one, it's not even enough space for everybody to come back. But they will be able to move other places. As residents, and those of us that are still here, no matter what, if you're black, Hispanic, whatever your socioeconomic background is, the people that are running, you still have an opportunity. A lot of us are registered voters, the elders, and the housing residents. You still have an opportunity to engage us because our votes still count. And we're going to make it count in November.
That was Nisa Harper, another Alexandria resident and activist. We're going to go straight to another clip. And Evelyn, this is somebody by the name of Lisa, who says here is a youth activist and also a member of Tenants and Workers United. So let's go straight to Lisa's voice here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lisa. I'm from Tenants and Workers United. And I'm a part of a youth program in Tenants and Workers. And what I want to say to you guys is that I also live in the West End, but I've also been working with the housing project and everything. And I know the stuff that's happening. I know, like, the plan and everything. And many of these people are not very educated, or they don't know. They're not informed. So what we're trying to do is inform them, to let them know what's going to happen, that their house is basically going to be destroyed, and then when they come back, they won't be able to afford it, because they're destroying about 2,500 homes, and they're only going to have 800 affordable, and from those 800, only 400 are going to be for regular citizens, or 400 are going to be for people that work for the city or something like that. So I want to personally say that since I live in the West End, I know some of my friends live in that area and people I grew up with and stuff, but they don't even know this is going to happen. And eventually the schools are going to look different, everything. And I don't want that. Like, Alexandria has been a diverse city all this time, and I like it that way. And I just want to make sure we keep it that way. And I just want to let, like, everyone know that our generation is noticing these changes, and we're going to be the ones making a difference in the future. So I want to, like, the council, everybody, like, the mayor, to know that we are noticing this stuff, and we're not going to let it happen in the future, but we don't want it to happen now. So that's all. Thank you.
That was Lisa from the Tenants and Workers United. And Evelyn, I want to point out that this was something very important in the town hall meeting. And that was the significant number of young people that were in this meeting, in this town hall meeting. And some of them, like Lisa, were part of the Tenant and Workers United. Is that right, Evelyn?
Yes. Our youth during the summer have been getting the opportunity to do a lot of work on housing, get to know the community, and just get to know the issues, what's going on, and try to educate them, because really soon they are the ones who are going to be voting. Really soon they are the ones who are going to be taking the decision on how the city is going to be shift. And I think it's a good opportunity to start working with everyone, with young people, young adults, with elders, and try to get them to understand that what's going on right now, especially in the West End, is happening in the whole city of Alexandria. And if we just sit down and not do anything about it, our community is disappearing little by little, and it will disappear. In 10 years from now, the city is going to look so different, which is going to be really good, but it's going to be sad to not see the people that we see right now, not see the diversity that the city council say that they care about it. That diversity is being gone little by little by improving, making remodelation to the apartments, by approving plans like the one that was approved in the West End. It's a huge change for the city, not just only in the way that it's going to look, but also on the people that is living there right now. So for us as an organization, it's a good opportunity to work with everyone. And one of the things that the youth were doing during the summer was working with the family who live there, talking to them to see how much they know about the plan and where they're planning to go if they will move out. And educating them, they still can be organized. They can still ask the city to do more for them. They still pay taxes. They still living in here. They have invested in the city. And that's one of the work that Luisa was doing, and she was so proud to be doing that, especially because she worked close to that area and she lived there.
Evelyn, we have a few minutes left, but before we do, we have one more track we want to play, and this is from Derek Hira.
Who actually is not only chairman of the Alexandria Housing Authority, he's also a professor writing a book on the Shaw neighborhood and gentrification. And I actually met him, 1DC, which is a local group, took over. It's like before Occupy, they took over Parcel 42 and camped out there down on 7th Street by Rhode Island. And that's where I met Derek. So he's very aware of the issue of gentrification. He's also chairman of the Alexandria Housing Authority, and he had some interesting comments.
Let's go straight to the clip.
Hi, everybody. My name is Derek Hira. I'm a resident of the West End. I'm also the chairman of the Housing Authority here in Alexandria. And I'm also a professor at Virginia Tech in urban planning here in Old Town. And the focus of my research is on understanding how to do equitable development. How do we do development without displacement? And so I want to thank WPFW and the NAACP for hosting this event, because I'm here tonight because there are a lot of folks that I haven't had a chance to meet. Our board, there's many of our board members here, and we are concerned about gentrification and about displacement in this city. We are here to dialogue with you to figure out, look, with all this gentrification pressure, you see what's happening in D.C. I'm studying the Shaw U Street area. I mean, that whole area is being gentrified, right? It's going to move to Anacostia. It is those same dynamics, those same pressures that are causing the displacement there are here in Alexandria. But we don't have all the answers on how we stop the displacement. But there are a lot of people in this room that have a lot of knowledge, and you know, we can work together to try to, again, minimize the amount of displacement when development comes to particular areas, especially this city. This is the city I live in. I live on the West End, and I want to work with you all to prevent displacement from occurring. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those were the sounds and opinions of the Tenant Town Hall meeting that took place in Alexandria, Virginia. This was supported by the WPFW LSB in conjunction with the Alexandria chapter of the NAACP. Evelyn, we have about 1 minute left, so before I let you go, can you give us any website or contact information for anyone who wants to know more about your organization?
Oh, definitely. They can call at Tenants and Workers United. My name is Evelyn Urrutia. My number is 703-684-5697, extension 301. Also, they can look at our website, www.tenantsandworkers.org.
And Pete, before we let you go, any upcoming activities in relation to this event, to this ongoing issue that we should be aware of?
Well, this was the conclusion of the local station board. We'll probably be having a town hall coming again, I guess, you know, several months from now. But I, again, just want to thank the Charles Houston Rec Center and the NAACP chapter in Alexandria, as well as the members of the local station board who came out. And it was a packed, standing room only town hall that really had everything in it. And so I want to thank everyone who came out, including yourself, Oscar. It was a good night. We learned a lot. There's a lot of major issues that don't get discussed enough. That's exactly the role of Pacifica and WPFW.
Thank you very much. Pete Tucker of thefightback.org and Evelyn Urrutia of Tenants and Workers United. Thank you very much for being with us.